Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the Department of Housing has published its monthly data on the number of commencement notices, which is when residential construction starts for the month of September. From January to September of this year, over 49,000 homes have commenced, which is up over double from last year, with 259 homes commencing each working day on average. Meanwhile, this week, the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, declined to say whether or not the government will agree new housing targets before the upcoming general election. In recent weeks, there has been a push from Taoiseach Simon Harris for those new housing targets to be agreed in advance of the vote. Well, to discuss all of this, we're joined now by Alan Dillon, Minister of State with responsibility for local government and planning, and by Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, and you're both very welcome. Minister, I might come to yourself first in those housing commencement figures released yesterday by the Department of Housing. They say 49,000 homes commenced in the first 9 months of 2024. But just to be clear what we're talking about here, commencement figures are not actually a measure of home building, are they? They're just a notice of what the builder says they're going to do.
Yes, Sarah, and yesterday's results showed a really significant increase in commencements, with over 11,000 new homes in September alone, which was four times the number of the previous year. And indeed, we've seen over 50,000 homes, new homes, now commence in the first three quarters of this year, more than double the same period of last year. So we are seeing the highest number of homes per capita in Europe being constructed, according to Euroconstruct. And certainly more homes are commencing, are being built and bought in a generation. And I think we have real momentum behind us. The new homes commenced equate on average to over 259 homes every working day to the end of September. And the Housing for All target of 33,450 new homes is expected to be reached this year and next year.
Yeah, I suppose that's just what I want to get to the bottom of, though, is what exactly those commencement figures mean. Because what they mean, as far as my understanding goes, is that builders put in a notice that they plan to commence a home. It doesn't mean one single brick has been put onto the ground to build a home. It's just a notice of an intention. And I know John McCarthy, who's the chief economist in the Department of Finance, he actually told Michael McGrath a couple of months ago that commencement figures were highly skewed and of diminished usefulness for measuring the level of house building in the state.
Well, commencements are only one of many housing indicators. We have other indicators such as, you know, planning permission granted, others around BFI mortgage drawdowns. And to your point, yes, we have introduced some policy levers in relation to the introduction of development levy waivers and Inchgarden connection change rebates back in April of last year. And that certainly had a huge positive impact on fast-tracking development, boosting housing supply and making more projects viable. And I suppose it's also important to acknowledge that
this big bump, didn't it, in commencement notices, because the builders were trying to get in before the deadline. So then,
well,
can we
course,
really
yes.
trust these figures at all? Because your own chief economist in the Department of Finance says these figures are highly skewed and of diminished usefulness. Are they not then misleading?
Well, they're one part of our monitoring or measures in terms of trying to understand where our construction sector is, where our pipeline of supply will be leading into 2025 and 2026. And any fair analysis would say that the number of commencements are a reflection on what will occur up to the end of 2026, because you know, any of these commencements need to be completed before the end of December 2026. Okay. And that is part of the considerations.
Would a more accurate measure not be to look at completions? And if you look at those, you get a completely different picture, because the CSO in July said completions were down by 5.4% in the second quarter of this year. And then if you look at projections, the central bank is saying 32,000 homes will be built this year, a little lower than last year. ESRI is saying the same output as last year will be completed this year.
Of course, but you can also look at the Bank and Payments Federation of Ireland's mortgage approval report for September 2024, which shows that over 30,000 first-time buyer mortgages were approved. And I think with respect to drawdowns, that would be a more accurate portrayal of home purchases. And figures showed in Q3 of 2024 that the first-time buyers accounted to over 7,000 mortgage drawdowns, which was a 16% increase on last year's Q3 figure. So we see that there's more than 541 first-time buyers every week drawing down on their mortgage. And I think that certainly is a pleasing fact, because
what that is doing is
allowing home ownership accessible to more families, couples and individuals.
Richard, is all going in the right direction?
There is some increase, there's no doubt about it, in the amount of construction that is happening. But first of all, it is far short of what we need. And that's not me saying it, but the Housing Commission and the ESRI are saying we need housing output that is double what the government have currently committed to under Housing for All. But what's, to be honest, even more important than that is that what is being built is not affordable. And this is the biggest problem. So while even house construction is increasing, the prices in Dublin and the epicentres of the housing crisis are completely out of the reach of ordinary working people. And the government are failing to deliver on their own targets, which are totally inadequate, of social and affordable housing. And the private sector is delivering stuff that cannot be afforded by probably about 60 to 70% of ordinary
workers. So how do you fix that?
I think the only way you can fix it is for the state itself to build on a far larger scale on its own land and get control of the land bank. Because a lot of what is driving up house prices is the fact that property developers and speculators are sitting on zoned building land and manipulating the price of the land and consequently then the price of what is built. And the state needs to have its own construction capacity, which it doesn't have at the moment, in order to build a far higher proportion of social and affordable housing. And it needs to drive down the prices of housing by
cutting out. We don't have a great record of building things, do we, Richard? The state, does it have a great record of building things?
No, we were building 70 to 90,000 houses a year in the Celtic Tiger period. But the problem was, even then, because most of that was being delivered by private or profit developers, the prices were extortionate. And of course, that led to the banks overextending themselves, people overextending themselves, and then the whole thing came crashing down. And it's what's very worrying is that what's being built at the moment is so expensive. I mean, average new house prices in Dublin city centre are about €700,000. The new houses that are being delivered in Cherrywood, in my area, which is the biggest residential development in the country, are selling at about €600,000 and €700,000.
All right, well, let's put that point to the Minister. And Minister, is there any point talking about the amount of supply that's coming on board if no one can afford it?
Well, certainly this government is making significant progress in delivering affordable homes at an affordable price. And Richard might not forget that, you know, there is in place a commercial state-sponsored body in the Land Development Agency that has been tasked with the delivery of affordable housing. And we can see, you know, it's planned to deliver up to 18,000 homes in the coming years. And
is
over 10,000
Is even that affordable, though? You know, that's the problem.
Well, most of these will be on state-owned or acquired land, and over 8,000 of these will be delivered under Project Hussey. You know, the LDA themselves have a current framework in place utilising the top 15 home builders in the state to assist the delivery of these homes. And we are committed to ensuring that these are affordable. We've also the Help to Buy scheme. We've also the First Home Bridge the Gap scheme. These are given subsidies or equities up
yeah,
to 100,000.
When you say you're committed to making sure they're affordable, what will you deliver them for?
Well, again, Sarah, that depends on the location and it depends
average.
On the cost for delivery. On average, and again, I've previously stated this on this show, it's €267,000 is the average cost of an affordable home that has been delivered to date.
Well, we did have that discussion, I think, the last time we spoke, and that's not the full cost, is it?
Well, if you look even
what is the full cost, Minister, when you have to pay to own the home outright, what is the full cost?
Well, again, if you look at what the LDA has delivered, an A-rated new home in Shengana can be purchased for 334,000 for a two-bed and 349,000 for a three-bed. And again, householders with a gross income of 75,000 will have access to the Help to Buy and afford to purchase a home. And I think that's really, really important. You know, householders who are caught in the middle, who require government to step in to bridge the gap. We are doing that in many, many developments. We hope to increase the delivery of affordable housing up to 6,800 this year, and we're on target to achieve that.
It's 478,000 for a two-bed in Shengana once you pay back the equity. Richard, they are delivering up front. You can buy the house, then you have to pay back the equity, but you can buy the house for a relatively more affordable price.
Yeah, well, but look, for you, first of all, you have to repay a second the equity that the council holds, and that price of 460,000 or 470,000, nobody could possibly describe that as affordable. And a very significant part of that margin or of that price is the profit margin of the private developers, which is ratcheting up the prices and other costs that we wouldn't have if the state had its own construction capacity. And it's why we've argued that the LDA needs to be expanded into a full state construction company where the state has its own capacity to build on a not-for-profit basis. And Shengana also highlights something else. I mean, is the slowness of all of this. I mean, we've been campaigning to get houses, public and affordable houses, built on that site for 17 years. So it took 17 years to deliver 600 houses. And that is a drop, and they're very welcome, but they are too expensive and they are a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of social and affordable housing that's needed in Dublin. And there is just no sign of the pipeline of social and affordable housing on the scale that is necessary to meet the demand that's out there and to make it affordable for the people who are affected by the housing
crisis. Okay, speaking of which, Minister, are we going to see the government's housing targets before the election? We've been promised them for months now.
Well, certainly the expectation was that these targets would be published. I know the National Planning Framework is currently under revision. And again, all this work is required in to ensure that these targets are reflective in relation to our population growth over the next number of years. We are committed to ensuring that they will be published. I'm unsure if
that's yes.
Well, I'm unsure if they will be published in before the general election. That's dependent on next week. But I know each of the ministers and within our section are working diligently to try and get these targets published. And if not, it will be after the general.
What's the delay? Is it Fianna Fáil don't want to publish them because they want their own housing targets for their manifesto?
Well, I think there's a number of considerations. I think the National Planning Framework, there was a high level of submissions that were provided for from many agencies. And I think in the round, it was really important that we get this right in relation to how we actually deliver land to be zoned for structural residential need, but also that the targets
we're waiting to see if that happens next week.
Ambitious enough to set the agenda.
I want to ask you just briefly, and speaking of getting things right, Minister, about the Occupied Territories Bill, because Sinn Féin requested the Dáil be recalled this week to pass it, and then Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats offered their Dáil time next week in order to get it passed before the general election. Government hasn't accepted any of that. You'd almost think the government don't want to get this legislation passed.
Well, certainly that's not the case. You know, the Taoiseach has been very much committed to try and get this bill introduced, and it's really... it's crucial that we get it right. And I know Richard and his colleagues want the passage of this bill, you know, and as a matter of urgency, as do we. At the minute, we're following the ICJ's opinion. We have a duty to do more in relation to ensuring that we take all the amendments from the Attorney General's opinion into consideration, and we continue to engage with discussions in that. But it's really important, and I know our Taoiseach wants to be at the front of this. This really important piece of legislation.
Okay, but it looks like it's not going to get done, Richard Boybart. I know Micheál Martin was saying today there are 12 areas the government believes still need to be made more robust for a legal discussion, and government saying that they want this to be stand up to legal challenge in the EU. So is it not better to get it right rather than get it fast?
No, I think the government are speaking out of two sides of their mouth on this. They imposed the money message that has blocked this bill since 2018. They have failed to put sanctions on in a year where, in my opinion and the opinion of many people in the world. A genocide is taking place in Gaza, and now we're being told as a promise that we'll do this after the election. And it's certainly why I'd be encouraging people to get out on the national demonstration in solidarity with Palestine on Saturday week, because we need to put pressure on this government to do what they have refused to do today.
Okay. Well, we may well be in a different situation by Saturday week. But thank you both very much for joining us. That is Richard Boyd-Barrett and Minister Alan Dillon.